Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience inspiration, creativity, and knowledge, because every week here on Lucid Planet Radio, we have some of the best guests to help you become the greatest version of yourself, and also just stimulate your thinking and your consciousness, which is really what I'm all about. Remember, you can find out more on thelucidplanet.com. And stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, Speaker, Stitcher, all the places. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. And also, please connect with me on Facebook and Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. You can also send me questions about guests or really anything psychology related. The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at the Lucid Planet. That's my new page. You can kind of follow more about my life and weird and wonderful things I'm doing, and all of the cool art that I like is all up there on Instagram. So I hope to see you there. You can also visit the website, thelucidplanet.com, and find out how to nominate yourself or someone for the show, how to become an advertising partner to our extensive audience across over 11 million homes in the U.S. And also, please stay tuned and keep listening for the rest of the year, because I have a big announcement about 2017 coming out very soon. Woo! So that being said, it is Halloween week, and Halloween happens to be pretty much my favorite holiday. It is, of course, traditionally a pagan holiday surrounding Samhain. There's so much to be said about it. Now, if you're curious about the little weird and wonderful things about Halloween, such as why witches have always been portrayed riding broomsticks, I will give you a hint. It actually has something to do with psychedelics, potentially. What on earth? You can find out, visit my website, thelucidplanet.com right now, and the trending story is about that exact psychedelic theory of witches on broomsticks. So check that out. Maybe I'll talk more about it later or next week. Now, in the honor, in the spirit of Halloween, I've not only one but two shows lined up to really explore the darker, more mystical side of humanity. And today's show is really all about the human psyche and the kind of figurative shadow side of the psyche. Now, I'm sure you've heard the term before, that which remains unseen or unconscious that we've kept under the surface. And the concept, of course, originates from Dr. Carl Jung, or he's one of the first to really articulate it, talking about balancing the light and the shadow. Now, how does the shadow affect our spiritual growth or hinder it? And how can we achieve a more balanced sense of wholeness by embracing and integrating our shadow? Well, I'm glad you asked, because we are going to be exploring that question and more today with Will Schneider, the author of the metaphysical thriller Lucifer's Game. Will is a full-time writer living in wine country, Sonoma, which is north of San Francisco. He is an adventurer at heart, and he is naturally drawn to the edge of things, and that includes his exploration of the boundaries even of his inner world. He has spent decades immersed in the study of metaphysical traditions, and what's really interesting is he's taken this and kind of integrated it into essentially a fiction novel and used that as the vehicle to portray a lot of his ideas. It was a very inspiring and insightful read, and I'm really excited to talk to Will about Lucifer's Game and the shadow self. So, Will, please welcome to the show.
Hi, Kelly. I'm just delighted to be here. So, thank you so much for the invite.
Oh, dude, it's wonderful to have you on. And like I said, I did finish your novel, Lucifer's Game. And, you know, there's so many self-help books out there and kind of spiritual texts out there and spiritual wisdom teachings. And right. They're all great. But, you know, what was your motivation for kind of taking this information and presenting it in the form of a fiction story?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think like yourself and probably most of your listeners, I've been on my own inner spiritual journey for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
And over that period of time, I've absorbed you know, all kinds of knowledge and information and experience. And I had this hit a couple of years ago. It was just a really strong inner sort of voice that said, give something back. And so I stood back and I thought, well, I've always been a good storyteller. And I have certain things that I have learned that I thought, well, you know, I could share. But the last thing I wanted to do was write, you know, one more self-help book.
Yep.
You know,
I feel you.
Yeah, I'm going to weave this, what I want to offer, into a tale and create a story that the reader can follow along and hopefully be engaged in. And at the same time, there's a deeper message in that I wove into the fabric of the story a lot of mystical information that I've learned in general, but in particular about the shadow, because I just have seen when I thought, okay, what do I want to give back? I've just seen a weakness on on my journey and on so many others that, you know, those of us that consider ourselves, you know, quote, spiritual types for one reason or another, we naturally tend to lean towards the light, you know, so, which makes perfect sense. So, you know, yes, I'm a loving person, I'm kind, I'm generous, I have integrity, all these qualities that, of course, we want to engender and develop deeper. But what about my unspiritual side? What about that whole slice of my psyche that I'm not proud of, that I'm ashamed of, or that hasn't fit this sort of rosy picture of myself? And what we do, as you pointed out, Carl Jung discovered, what we do with it is we take those sides of ourselves and we just shove them off the radar, you know, down and away into our unconscious. And so what that ends up doing, you know, is as on a spiritual journey, is it basically we're split in half. We bask in this light side of ourselves, and all this sort of subtle energy goes to keeping the lid screwed on these other parts of ourselves that we have identified or tried to cut away as, you know, that's not me because of what they represent. So I thought, you know, I mean, you can see it in so many high-profile, evolved teachers and gurus, for example, that get halfway up the mountain, so to speak, and then take these disastrous falls from grace. Mm-hmm. Why? You know?
It's a great, sorry to interrupt you. I've actually had personal and professional contact with a lot of these, quote, gurus or healers or thought leaders who, as I get closer to them, I see that they're not good people, that they're actually either being hypocrites or abusing their power or hiding behind the idea that they're a healer to justify their own selfish ends. And this, it's turned me off the journey in a lot of times, and I've had to kind of like force myself back that, like, just because they're on that path doesn't mean, you know, but this is a really common thing and it is alienating. And so I appreciate you bringing this to light and saying, rather than trying to be fake about it, let's integrate this and let's actually look at where this side is coming from.
Right. That, you got it. That's it exactly. Because ultimately, you know, for myself, what I think is the purpose of growing, of evolving, is to achieve inner wholeness, not halfness. You know, not just this part of myself and ignoring that part of myself, but integrating the whole. And then there's a whole new level of openness and balance that becomes available in energy.
You know, it's such a great point. I think about, are you familiar with the term spiritual bypassing? Have you heard about this?
About that.
There's a lot of great content. I'm trying to do a show about it in the future. The idea that spiritual bypassing, so we can just, if I'm spiritual, the world is light and love. And so all the bad things happening, I'm not going to deal with them. I'm going to bypass all of this by saying, rise above it. Or like when something bad happens, you know, it's part of the plan and it's part of the flow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of these ways of kind of, it can start to begin to feel inauthentic. And, the response, and I think that, Will, your response and the response by Jackson in the book as well, and even Lucifer, it's this idea of you can't deny when you have anger, it's a tool. And all of these alleged shadow or negative emotions, they're not here to kind of like ruin, they're not going to ruin your life if you embrace them and allow yourself to be present for them, which is, of course, quite a challenge, right?
Yeah, you know, it's exactly. It's that very thing, this bypassing. That's a perfect way to put it, that motivated me to write, you know, to stop bypassing, to really find an inner courage to really stay grounded and look with clear, clean eyes at all of me. And what do I have buried away? And how can I access that? And how can
Absolutely.
I bring my heart and my sense of forgiveness and compassion for parts of myself that have been hidden away and are very unhappy.
No, you're absolutely right. And I just want to say Robert Augustus Masters has that book on spiritual bypassing for those of us out there. I'm going to try to book him on the show in the future. I think it's a great topic. And we're going to take a quick break here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And when we come back, Will Schneider is going to share with us Lucifer's game. In other words, you're playing it whether you know it or not. But what is it? And also how we begin to find compassion and self-forgiveness for those parts of ourselves that we may judge as being unsavory. So stick with us and we will be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is author Will Schneider, who is talking with us about Lucifer's Game, his brand new metaphysical novel, and also really the shadow side of the human psyche. Before we continue, Will, I just want to make sure that everybody knows how to contact you, how to find out more about the book, and where to buy it.
Yeah, well, thanks, Kelly. Well, the best place, I mean, I love supporting local bookstores and any local books. I mean, their computers, so it can be ordered that way, Lucifer's Game. Or, of course, Amazon is a quick way, and they have, there's a digital download as well that makes it easy.
Perfect.
And then I have a website, lucifersgame.com, that it's kind of a fun place where I have my main two characters. Jackson writes thoughtful kind of spiritual blogs, and then Lucifer has like a Dear Abby column, you know, where he
oh my gosh, it's so funny. So funny. Yes.
So, yes. You know, that's the humor aspect.
Oh, dude, so, well, I love that. I love that. That's great. So those are on your blog?
Yeah. Those are on the website, lucifersgame.com.
Lucifersgame.com.
Two different blogs. And also, anyone who wants to send me an email, that'd be fine. will.schneider@sbcglobal.net.
Perfect.
To correspond with anyone.
Awesome. I love that. Well, and I'm glad you brought up the humor side, because I feel like sometimes humor is the best way to get through to people. And so, you know, we're in this tumultuous world and everybody wants change, but everybody's very divided and there's a lot of frustration. And sometimes when you come at people with the straightforward approach of like, here's how to fix X, Y, and Z in your life and be a better person, they kind of don't want to hear it. But if you can enchant them and get their imagination going and pull them into a story and have humor and intrigue, you're actually breaking down the barriers in a different way. Did you experience that writing Lucifer's Game?
Oh, I did. You know, my whole thing about it takes a lot to actually want to grow, you know, I mean,
yes.
Really grow, because that means you're constantly changing who we think we are, right? That takes like real courage, and it can become like so kind of weighty and heavy, and you know, we start seeing parts of ourselves we're not proud of and this and that, and I just think, oh, come on, you know, there has to be the ability to laugh and to be
totally,
you know, the humor side of things, to be able to see it's, you know,
I've been thinking, trust me, I've been working on several different book projects, and I have this show, and I'm like literally thinking about just burning it all down and becoming a stand-up comedian. If anybody wants to see me do that, I just don't think I'm that funny. And I've had comedians on the show and they're just so funny. And I'm like, I don't really think I'm that funny, but you know, fiction's an interesting, way to communicate. And so I want to ask you, I want to talk, you know, it's Halloween and everything. So in the book, we've got Lucifer. So in the context of the book, who is Lucifer and what is Lucifer's game, Will?
Yeah. So, Kelly, the main thing is that the Lucifer I created has no religious connotations. He's not the biblical Lucifer. He has no, his interest isn't making us, quote, sin, right? My Lucifer, yes, he's devious, he's slippery, he's powerful, manipulative, but his interest is he's the champion of the shadow. Mm-hmm. Right? All the parts of ourselves we push down in a way, all that, the parts of us that we disown as not ourselves, that's his world. And his whole MO is to keep us as unconscious as possible so that the shadow remains unexplored, and so that he can keep those energies cooking. And then his, what he has fun with, because we're oblivious to what we're sitting on in ourselves, he likes to release some of these energies into our lives. And you can see how people's lives get blown up by a shadow aspect that hasn't been acknowledged. And so, you know, that's part of the fun for him. So his, that's part of his game, is to keep the unconscious unconscious. And that's why he meets with Jackson, who's a guy who's been working on himself for a long, long time, and, you know, kind of growing at the pace, you know, two steps forward, one step back. But Lucifer has shown up in Jackson's life to try to reel him in and to let, to bring up Jackson's shadow side that he hasn't explored to create problems. And so that's kind of the thread of the tale and what happens.
Sure. Well, and you know, reading the book, I even felt a lot of kinship with Jackson, because he's, you know, a successful kind of spiritual blogger, which is like kind of what I do. And people are always, you know, asking for advice, or, you know, you do find yourself in a strange place where you're like, I really have no authority to tell anybody what to do or how to live their life. And so I'm always trying not to, but I definitely noticed a connection there. And I'm just wondering, is the story for you somewhat autobiographical? Is your main character Jackson a part of you as well?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is both characters are a part of me. It's so fun to write a story like this.
Where, oh my gosh, I love that.
You know, I had to crawl into the skin of Jackson, my main character, who I'm very familiar with. You know, so much of that character is a part of me, and the trials he's been through, and the, you know, his strengths and weaknesses. But then to find the Lucifer in me, you know, my shadow, I had to go into my own shadow and hear the voices of that side of myself in order to be able to create a character who's the champion of the whole shadow world, and then be able to put voice to him so that the two could dialogue together. So it's autobiographical in a sense on both fronts.
Even better. I think that's good, though. It's like embracing the duality and making it a unity instead of kind of trying to fight it. One thing that I found really great in your description of it in the book is excellent, is the idea of the web of illusion and how we're kind of stuck in this web where we're not – We're kind of awake, but we're kind of asleep, and we're kind of just sheeple. Like that, Lucifer as well talks about sheeple going through the motions, and a lot of that really resonated with me, as I'm sure it does with you. Can you explain briefly, kind of like, what is the web of illusion that we're trapped in our default waking consciousness?
Yeah, so that Lucifer's whole the work that he does as the character in my story is to keep us as a species in this state of waking sleep, what he calls waking sleep. And, you know, Kelly, I've been kind of a student of consciousness for decades, and I noticed something early on. I was taught this in this kind of mystery school that I was involved in that are, unlike other animals on the planet, you know, we, the humans, our consciousness isn't locked in, that we can be more awake or more in a kind of waking sleep. I mean, if we pay attention to our state in any given moment, you know, typically our attention just gets pulled hither and yon. I'm thinking about tomorrow or yesterday. I'm absorbed in what I'm doing. And what, with a little observation, what we see is we're not present. We're not actually awake in this moment. And by that, I mean, it's a subtle distinction, but it's the difference for me when I'm in my waking sleep, just kind of going along, you know, on automatic. And when I can suddenly wake up and just, there's a subtle sense of awakeness and a me, an I, that emerges that isn't my historical sense of myself. It's a beingness. It's an alive. It's like suddenly my eyes become like windows that this awakeness is looking out of. And then it's very hard to hold that. And it's a slippery slope, right? But so Lucifer in my story likes to keep us in that sleepy place because that keeps us as more and more and more unconscious.
Absolutely. And if we're, as long as we're unconscious, we're actually kind of, and we'll talk a little bit about the shadowlings. We have like 2 minutes to the break, but, you know, as long as we're in that unconscious state, the shadowlings, which are kind of those elements of the psyche that stay under the surface that we push under there, but they're actually kind of running the show without us realizing it. Do you feel like that's kind of true? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's what Lucifer calls shadowlings are all those traits, you know. I'm a loving person. Well, what about my hatred that's buried in my shadow? You know, I'm generous, but what about my greedy streak that's buried in my shadow? You know, those are all these elements. For each light trait, there's a shadow component, right?
Yep.
One I'm proud of, the other I try to hide. So, yeah, I mean, all these energies are down there, you know, pulling our strings, and we just don't, whether we know it or not, it's happening. So,
one of my favorite little parts of the book is when Lucifer is trying to show Jackson that he does have these traits, and Jackson's kind of denying it. And so Jackson, when he walks by someone reading his blog, and they're like, "Oh, you write such and such blog," and he's like, "Yeah," expecting a compliment, and the guy's like, "Your blog's crap. You're stupid." You know, I could totally relate with that, because when I run into people, they're like, "Oh, Dr. Kelly, you're so amazing. Like, I love reading your stuff." And I'm sure that if someone was like, "Your stuff is crap," I would like freak out. You know what I mean? So if you're out there and you brought, like, seriously, if you're in Denver and you see me, like, tell me how much I suck, because like, I feel like I need that as part of my journey so I can like feel that, you know. But it's like little things like that can have a huge impact. And we really don't even realize it till we're in the situation. It's very easy when you're outside of all this to say, "Oh, well, I can control my hate and I'm a loving person." But when you're in that situation, it's a very different experience. We're going to take a quick break here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And when we come back, Will Schneider is going to talk to us more about Lucifer's game and the shadow side of the psyche. And we're really going to focus on how we can recognize and embrace and acknowledge our shadow. Kind of what are some of the elements that are going to go into this? So stick with us and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with author Will Schneider talking with us about his new book, Lucifer's Game. Now, if you're just tuning in, when we talk about Lucifer's Game, we're not literally talking necessarily about heaven and hell, right, Will? This is kind of a more symbolic Lucifer.
Oh, yeah. This isn't the Lucifer of the Bible, you know. This is a Lucifer of... that is simply the powerful champion of our shadow side. And so he defends that part of ourselves. He protects it. He keeps it cooking. And he wants us to keep it as unconscious as possible so that we don't shine any light down into that world. And so that's the dynamic of the story, is, you know, the dance between the light and the shadow, and how... can we create a balance between the two?
And that is a wonderful question, and I think that it's something that mystics and psychologists, you know, have been grappling with. You know, Carl Jung famously would talk about as above, so below, and, you know, and I've also heard Tibetan monks say, you know, our capacity for light is equal to our capacity for dark.
Right.
So in that sense, we need one to have the other. We can't have the light without the dark. So how do we find that balance? How do we acknowledge that shadow side and recognize it, Will?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing, and again, I'm just speaking from my own experience. I'm the last person to say, this is the way it is, and this is the way it has to
oh,
be.
Oh, totally, me too. Yeah. I just want to hear your thoughts and your experiences,
yeah, so,
right?
So... first thing is to really want the truth, you know, like with a capital T. I came to a place where I wanted the truth about myself, not just, you know, what I know I'm great at, or, you know, what my strong qualities are, but all of it. So it takes courage, right? Then it's very challenging to begin to see one's own shadow. It's so much easier to see someone else's. That's fascinating.
Absolutely.
I can see other people's shadow qualities instantly, right? But to see my own, that is so much more difficult and challenging because it's so defended and so carefully shielded and hidden, right?
For sure.
So,
well, I mean, don't you feel, and again, we're just basically doing a Jungian psychology class today, just hidden through the lens of fiction. But I mean, Carl Jung, you know, famously said, like, what, you know, it's the things and other people, like the guide or the roadmap to your unconscious and your shadow is when things about people really piss you off and bother you and anger you, it's because that's a reflection of the things about yourself that you're not willing to see. Bam.
No, that's exactly right. So that's where I was going, which is...
sorry.
No, you brought me right into it, which is that...
Awesome.
The trick to begin to see one's shadow is to see what triggers me out there, right? So what is it that, if something really bugs me, something really pisses me off about someone or something out in the world... that's a very good indicator that it's probably something that's buried in my own shadow. And so I can't deal with it. You know, it's, that's why it's unconscious. So what I do is I project it out into the world and then react to it out there and then judge it out there. So, I'll give you an example. It's almost embarrassing to talk about this, but, you know, in the interest of truth, I'll put myself out, right?
Sure, so, that's you know, got to do
Donald
it.
Trump, right? I was getting so, he's creeping me out so badly. And I was like, okay, what is it about him that really bugs me, right? And I realized, of all the things that it could be, it's that I was judging him as a bully, right? And I hate bullies. I've always been somebody who, a defender against bullies wherever I see it. And I realized that I thought, well, do I have a bully in me, right? And I realized when I was a kid, and I was a little child, and my mother, I was the youngest kid, and then my mother had another child, I was so jealous of that new baby that I just, you know, I reacted so badly. And so for a part of my childhood, I bullied my little sister. And I'm very, I'm ashamed of it. And I've apologized to my sister, for years afterwards, once I became a mature person. But there it is. There's that part of me that, is in my shadow side that I'm ashamed of. And if that button is being pushed out there. So projection, we project. And a good way to see it is what bugs us out in the world. That's like one thing. But then,
that's awesome.
Can
I just jump in and say, like, that's a pretty common experience, these kind of family, sibling rivalries, bullying.
Oh, yeah.
And you're absolutely right. It kind of imprints us in a way that it shapes the way that we look at the world, but we're not always conscious of it. So it's great that you were able to pull that thread all the way down and make that connection.
Yeah. I mean, it released a ton of, unconscious guilt and shame. That's the beauty of doing this work, is that it releases. It creates all this energy. We have no idea how much energy it takes to keep what we don't want to see underground.
Yes.
And the value of doing shadow work is that it not only does it create a tremendous healing, but it releases all this energy that it takes to keep things hidden from us. And also some of our shadow qualities are something that we can incorporate into our overall sense of self. And who knows when we're going to need it, right? Like, for example, there's going back to that part of me that, that can get in, the bully in me. Well, I saw somebody, if I ever see somebody abusing an animal.
Oh my gosh.
I just get right in their face. I'm just right, this part of me, and there it is. It's something that I value. And I don't want to go using it all over the place, but in the right time and place, it's a tool, it's something that I can use. And
that's a great point. All kinds of anger is about injustice. And, a lot of that is coming up very much in our world right now. We're in this like really accelerated, almost like awakening, where people are kind of waking up from the sleep and they're pissed. They're like, how is, we've got the cops like killing innocent people. We've got like Dakota Pipeline, animal abuse, like this like whole vomitous election cycle, which has just been like appalling to kind of watch. And so people are really angry. It's a double-edged sword because, you don't want to like deny the anger you feel. You want to be real that sometimes that anger is a tool. And it's beneficial. You should be angry, but it also doesn't give you the right to like lash out against people and then project the anger elsewhere. Like sit with the anger and deal with it, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's where the waking up comes into play. Because if we become more conscious, more awake, then that awake state is knows exactly how to be appropriate with whatever is happening, right?
Yeah.
Whatever is going on in this moment, there's an appropriate response to it that comes from a place of awareness.
So let me ask you, Will, you talk in the book, you give a great description of kind of being very present and connected to this kind of oneness, and you talk about mindfulness. I'm wondering if you personally have any techniques that you could share with our listeners for how to stay in that kind of present, wakeful, mindful state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think the first thing is sounds odd, but to discover our beingness. It's mm-hmm. funny that we're constantly in a state of it's like our higher nature is constantly awake, and mm-hmm. our egoic experience is pretty much constantly in a waking sleep, in a sense. And we don't. I didn't get the distinction between waking sleep and being awake until I kept stepping into it. It's like lifting up and suddenly the blinders come off, and it's, you know, like watching an old television set and then suddenly seeing something
sure.
in high definition. You know, it's
me
like
too.
All of a sudden the senses become alive, everything is enlivened, and then boom, then I'm back in. So it's discovering that place within, and also realizing it's very difficult to stay there, so not to expect too much and defeat one's own will, right?
Yes.
But I think the love and appreciation for the awakeness itself has a motivating factor. It keeps calling to us. I think our deeper nature is always whispering, trying to wake us up, trying to bring us into our being state, not me as an egoic person. There's nothing wrong with that part of me, but me as a you know, my deeper nature, which is my spiritual nature. What is spirit but a presence, right? So
yes, I love that.
It's love of the spirit within each of us, and finding that place, and then meeting our spirit. It's like it's calling to us, and we're reaching towards it. And if we can meet in the middle, it's then magic happens.
That sounds wonderful. When we take a quick break, we're going to come back, and we're going to wrap up the show, kind of continuing on this same vein of how do we turn the tables and beat Lucifer at his own game. So stick with me. I'm Dr. Kelly. Will Schneider is here, and we will be back in a few minutes to wrap up the show. Stay with us.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do, for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal
based on the feedback and input from the archangels, from the ascended masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of sheer alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the ascended masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. We are here with Will Schneider wrapping up today's show all about Lucifer's game and the psyche, specifically the shadow self of the psyche. Will, it's been really interesting to talk with you about this. And I guess, for the end of the show, I'm really curious to hear kind of what you are hoping for people to take away from the book. I mean, yes, it's entertaining and kind of stimulating, but what is the take-home message for you?
Yeah, the take-home message is the biggest compliment that I get from people who have read the book is when someone says to me, you know, this got me thinking. I never set myself up in some way, you know, as the answer. I'm more about the question. And I think if we can bring a sense of inquiry, a sense of curiosity to, to a whole, a part of ourselves that up till now, the best strategy we could have was just turning it away as not a part of ourselves, but that kind of works, but it's pretty lame strategy if you're trying to grow, you know, because it's just like having ankle weights, you know, with, it's just keeping us locked down. And so the key for me, Kelly, is to approach our unconscious, you know, to approach what is in our shadow realm. It's important to keep it out of the hands of our inner critic.
I love that.
Yeah, we all have an inner critic, right? Whether we've are aware of that voice or not, you know, we've got it. And if we start looking at places of ourselves that, you know, have been buried, and the critic gets it, it'll just make us, you know, suffer. And so it's important to keep the critic at bay and have a sense of a light touch, right? To lightly hold this lightly and welcome these parts of ourselves out of the shadow. Come on out, right?
Yeah.
And then hold them with a kind of feel them. Oh, this is my greed. Ooh, is that? Yeah, I get it. Ooh. I feel that. Yeah, it's never enough. Yep. It's never enough. Okay. You know, and feel it fully, and then hold it with kindness and forgiveness and tenderness and a welcoming.
You're so right. Sorry, you know, we live in this like really extreme society where it's like if you have any of these qualities, you're a bad person and you should be ashamed. And I can't help but blame some of that on like the whole organized religion thing, that these are sins to feel this way or act this way. And so like you're just like you can repent, but you're just like going to be punished. Whereas like this approach is more like, don't judge yourself too harshly for having these elements. Like everyone remember, like we all have these, we all have all of these to some extent. And so the fact that you're willing to be real with yourself and other people is something that's commendable in and of itself. Past listeners probably know my partner, Jimmy Ohm. We've done a bunch of really interesting shows and he inspires me so much. He's like a little mini guru, except he hates all of that and would never want that title, you know, cause he's so like, what, but, he talks a lot about like the being the reality principle that we try to create these fake expectations for everything. And then we're disappointed when people or ourselves or situations don't meet those expectations. But if we choose to look with reality at what's happening, then suddenly it's not so bad. And we don't have to delude ourselves. We can be honest with ourselves and own it. And that's okay.
And to have that sense of humor, right? It's totally fun to laugh at ourselves, you know, as opposed to like going into horror.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, so look at our whole, our world right now. It's like kind of in a state of chaos, but in a lot of ways it's kind of a beautiful chaos, you know, and it's growing pains, and we can laugh at it. We don't have to be just like take this weight of the world on our shoulders of everything so terrible and there's no hope. I'm an optimist. Are you an optimist, Will?
Oh, yeah. I always have seen the glass half full.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been part of my work because I'm so optimistic. That's part of how my shadow was filled with my pessimism and my, you know, all of the, you know, the glass half empty stuff, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's true. But almost all of my guests are optimists, so I'm not at all surprised.
I feel that there are so many of us, and like you and your listening audience, you know, we all have something to offer. We're all stepping forward. We're all growing. And I feel very optimistic. I think that, we're evolving as a species in general and individually as well.
So 3 minutes left. Tell me, Will, what is the key to beating Lucifer and turning the tables on him, metaphorically?
So Lucifer's game is to keep us, to keep the unconscious unconscious, right? Yeah. And the key to our own freedom, really, is to start to shine light where there's been darkness, you know. Yeah. And so just like a quick example, Kelly, would be just find a shadow lane, you know, find some part, some trait in your shadow and confront the distaste you have for that, right?
Yes.
And then expose the judgments that are projected onto others who have that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And admit the negative connotations that are all attached to whatever that is. And see how those interpretations are rigid and limited. And look to see, when did I decide this was wrong or bad? And then bring the heart in and be open and forgiving and accepting. And then incorporate that place. Give it a place within. It's not going to run my life, but it's now a part of me, not something I've cut away. And that process starts to open up and free a whole lot of energy and it creates balance.
You know, and if you're looking for a shadow link to start with, guys, jealousy is like the best one ever.
One.
I mean, that one, it is so perfect. Just think about any of it. I mean, just think, you know, this is, again, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but my partner and I, we're polyamorous. We have open relationships and we do workshops on this topic and we travel around and like that topic gets brought up and people are like, I want to do this, but I'm so jealous. And like, even thinking about your partner with someone else, like is enough to drive people insane. So like, that's a great place to start. But I just want to quickly point out my boyfriend, he always says that when that first started happening, the jealousy would almost turn him on because he'd get to feel it and be like, oh wow, this, like, I get to feel this emotion and like play with it and work with it. And it's really powerful. So if you're looking for a place to start, jealousy is a good one. I mean, there's a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot of shadowing. So, you know, but, well, Will, that's pretty much all we have time for, but I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kelly. This has been, it's such an honor to be invited, and you're a delightful and very clear, clean person to dialogue with. So.
Oh, I love that. That's so sweet. Well, the honor is mine, truly. I loved your book, and it does say book one, so I'm hoping that book two is going to be a thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm in process.
Awesome. So please stay in touch with me and let me know when that comes on. But yeah, thank you so much. And also thank you to all of our listeners there for tuning in every week. You are amazing. And I'm so grateful for doing this for my job. It's freaking wonderful. Get to talk to all these inspiring people and read books and stuff. So I hope that you continue to tune in every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. And you can also find out more on thelucidplanet.com, as well as find me on Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and Instagram, The Lucid Planet. And don't forget, you can listen to all of our podcasts. There's 66 of them, woo, for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, etc. And very quickly before we head out, next week it will be round two of our kind of Halloween theme show. And this one with Judica Ills is all about the magical arts and witchcraft. So we're going to be talking about spells and ghost stories and how to celebrate Halloween in an empowering way. Even though it'll be a day or two after Halloween, we're going to get there. So stick with us and light and love. Thank you again to my guest today, Will. And I will see all of you, or at least speak to all of you, next week. Light and love, and also in shadow sometimes. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show Lucid Planet Radio with renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.